Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest that happened in running this week. This week's stories include insanity at Big's Backyard Ultra, the emergence of I, Tim Farr, and which world record holding female is eyeing the Barkley. We open this week with a reminder of our first ever Mountain Outhouse costume contest giveaway presented by Salomon. All of you, Outhouse Nation, have a chance to win your very own pair of Salomon shoes. All you have to do is send us a picture or video of your best Salomon athlete Halloween costume. Take this one, for example, on Instagram from Dylan O'Neill. That's a perfect 10 killian. Question is, can you top it? Tag us and the hashtag SalomonRunningCostume through Halloween night, October 31st, and we'll announce the winners next week. Lots of people talking about the Big Backyard Ultra. One of Laz's schemed up races, this one takes you on a 4 miles per hour journey, literally around his Tennessee backyard to see who is the last man or woman standing. So how does it work? At the start of every race hour, you must begin the 4.1 mile loop that must be completed entirely within that hour. Then begin again until you time out or refuse to continue. Previously, we saw some pretty intense battles, including Johan Steen and Jeremy Ebel in 2014, who made it to 204 miles before Johan had to catch a flight home to Sweden, and they mutually withdrew. Last year, the race went only a bit over 24 hours, but this year, it got insane. Guillaume Calmettes and Harvey Lewis made it close to 2.5 days, accumulating almost 250 miles each, before Harvey finally pulled the plug. To get a sense of some of the drama, check out this Facebook video posted by the race. At the end of the 55th hour, where Harvey makes the cutoff within a second, and then immediately has to go back out for his next loop. The Ultra Trail World Tour visited Reunion Island, and a lot of eyes were on how Jim Walmsley would fare in his fourth 100-mile attempt. If you were looking for results from I Run Far, there weren't really any for the race, as they instead covered Le Templier in France, so instead, avid viewers had to tune into I Tim Far, an emerging ultra news source on the rise. Tweeting from the @TimTollefson handle, I Tim Far gave not only publicly accessible race info on the lead runners, but also his own take on the race play-by-play. After reporting on Jim's drop and wishing him a healthy recovery, I, Tim Farr, promptly declared Chapter 11 bankruptcy. We'll keep an eye out for any upcoming news on I, Tim Farr live tweet sessions if they ever happen again. As for Diagonal de Fou results, it was a French sweep for the men, which really isn't a surprise since over half the field is from there. Benoit Girardel is your winner, just 9 minutes off course record pace. For the ladies, it was Andrea Huser of Switzerland with the win. Although there are still 2 races remaining on the Ultra Trail World Tour calendar for 2017, including this weekend's Javelin 100 and December's Ultra Trail Cape Town in South Africa, the winners of the 2017 series were just announced via social media. And they are Francois Dehaene and Andrea Huser. This year, Huser was impressive, placing 2nd at Trans Gran Canaria, 1st at Madeira Island, 10th at Western States, 1st at Eiger, 2nd UTMB, and 1st Diagonal de Fou. Hot dang! Okay, and for Franny D, all it took to win was a win at Madeira Island and a win at UTMB. Talk about efficiency. This week in Clean Sport, we actually have a strange case to report on having to do with dogs at the Iditarod sled race. 4-time winner Dallas CV apparently had multiple dogs show positive drug tests. Who knew there was even testing in dog sports, but not so much in ultra running? Not I. We've heard a lot about the Coconino Cowboys in 2017, but what about the Cappuccino Cowboys? Now, I've seen several ultra runners using this hashtag recently, including Tim Tollefson and Alex Nichols, who, by the way, just placed 3rd at Le Templier. But I'm not sure exactly what is up with this one. If anyone wants to clue me in, I'd really appreciate it. REI and Patagonia announced recently they are both launching websites to sell previously owned gear. Many of the items come from customer returns. Nice guys, but I've been selling used sunglasses for months. Outdoor Retailer has announced its next 5 years of show dates for both winter and summer, all committed to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Whoops, and the sunglasses just sold. Transcontinental record runner Mimi Anderson has unfortunately abandoned her attempt to run across the lower 48 after some MRI results confirmed an attempt-ending injury. Those 400-mile weeks were hella brutal. All the best in your recovery. And now we go live to our correspondent, Jizzle Wizzle.
Hey, Outhouse Nation. It's Jizzle Wizzle, checking in from the Beast Coast. How y'all doing? Man, what a weekend. The Beast Coast is buzzing with the runs of Harvey Lewis and Guillaume Calmettes at the Big Backyard Ultra down in Tennessee. Could you believe that? Almost 59 hours of running, 250 miles, mano a mano. Man, that was Beast Coast toughness at its best and one of the most extraordinary sporting events this correspondent has seen in a long time. One for the ages, for sure. And hey, Jam Jam, good luck this weekend RDing one of my favorite hundreds, the Javelina 100. Always a good time, I remember way back in the day when Jerry Kilgariff was the race director. Love that race, and have a great time out there in the desert, and say hi to everybody for me. Till next time, Jizzle Wizzle from the Beast Coast. See ya.
Lottery applications begin November 4th for the 2018 Western States 100, and you have until November 11th to throw your name in the hat. The drawing will take place December 2nd in Auburn. Mark your calendars and retweet this if you're applying. Gina Slavey posted to Facebook this week, day one of Orienteering 101 with Steve Slavey, with a picture of a map and compass. Not all that interesting until you look closer. No, closer. Closer! And realize, what? That's a map of Frozen Head State Park. I see what you did there, Gina. This is a pretty interesting turn of events. Not only is Gina the 100-mile world record holder, but is also the winner and course record holder of the Barkley-inspired and uber-tough Plain 100. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a submission for the Solomon Costume Contest, tweet us or dip into our Insta DMs at Mountain Outpost. Have a good week.